Well, the literary prize season is starting out early this year. First out of the blocks are the 2014 Premier's Awards in Victoria, the Literary Awards. They were presented by the Victorian Premier, Dennis Napthine, last night at Victoria's very stately government house in 40-degree heat, I understand. The lucky winners across the five categories each won $25,000. They were Coal Creek by Alex Miller. That was for fiction. For non-fiction, Forgotten War by the historian Henry Reynolds. For drama, Savages by Patricia Cornelius. Good to see that one. For poetry, Liquid Nitrogen by Jennifer Maiden. And for young adults, Barry Johnsberg's My Life as an Alphabet. So congratulations to all of those writers. That's a terrific list. And then there was the big announcement of the night, the overall winner of the Victorian Prize for Literature. So they pick one of those five and then they give more money to that person and declare them to be the overall winner. So you end up going home with $100,000. It's Australia's richest single literary prize. And the overall winner, on the line from Penrith, joins us now. Congratulations, poet Jennifer Maiden. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Michael. Well, good to be here.
Oh, more than good to be here. Must be absolutely marvellous. You must be floating on air.
Well, I haven't quite have adjusted to it yet. I didn't expect it to be me either, so I'm just adjusting slowly.
Well, I know you've been a little bit poorly. You've been on the sick list, but look, you've now got $100,000 in your bank account that wasn't there.
Well, $125,000 actually.
Because, oh, yes. Oh,
yeah, because they put the category prize together with the general prize.
Oh, well, even better. So let's talk about your poetry, which really sort of fuses themes that are both personal and political. We're looking particularly at this collection of yours, Liquid Nitrogen. Just tell us the kind of issues that you explore in your poetry.
There are three separate strands in it, basically. I call them weaving poems. The first is the personal reactions to politics, the personal reactions to our private experience, and the second strand is using fictional characters which I either create on the spot or which I've already created in novels I've written, and the third one is presenting dramatic presentations of current political figures, particularly when one political figure is in fact another. For instance, I do a series of poems on Hillary Clinton, who's invoked Eleanor Roosevelt. So it's Hillary and Eleanor have conversations and do things together.
Yes, those are very nice indeed. I've been reading your poetry this morning and enjoying it hugely. Would you like to read one for us, or just a little bit?
Yes, most of the poems are a bit longer than suitable for the program, but I'll read one of the George Jeffreys poems. George Jeffreys was a character I embedded in one of my earlier novels called Play With Knives. And he's a human rights observer. And this is called George Jeffreys 11, George Jeffreys Woke Up in Langley. A defence and it's got a little explanation at the top. A Defence Academy lecturer has stated that WikiLeaks encryptions are useless because the US has decoding computers so huge that they are kept in liquid nitrogen not to overheat. This is actually one of the different uses of liquid nitrogen in the collection. George Jeffreys woke up in Langley, Virginia, next to a vat of liquid nitrogen, where bubbled a giant computer. Assange was recorded on a monitor. Jeffreys supposed in the spirit that Montgomery kept a photo of Rommel in his tent. Julian's white hair and odd angelic youngness reminded Jeffreys of his partner Claire. Her logic also having quiet, loquacious rancour. A strange likeness between them both and that balletic white-haired girl, the symbol of China. The MI, who had boastfully shown George the computer, returned with more beer. "Have you cracked it yet?" asked George. They change it a lot, but I think we crack it. I guess whatever it is spooks us too much here for decryption to be much use. That's why you don't want him snuffed just on ice, nodded George, in solitary in Sweden. Sure, an extradition's messy, last resort, trouble, but we want to send a message. Yes, so as messages go, it does seem clear, but with the results you like. The MI sniffed the US beer, which left mist on the air like the vat, where Julian decoded again in slow nitrous bubbles.
Very, very nice indeed. Thank you for reading us that. So what What do you see as being the state of poetry in Australia today, the publishing of poetry? How's it looking?
Well, it's just improved a lot, I think, after this. I think the Premier's Award is another sign that poetry's becoming more centre stage and being taken more seriously.
Well, it certainly is, because you put, I don't know how anyone does this really, but you put a collection of poems up against a big fat novel and you say, yeah, look, these poems really do add up to something.
Well, I think people understand with poetry that that the amount of energy and the amount of concentration that goes into it is akin to, like, one page of poetry is probably akin to about sort of 100 pages of prose. So.
Now, there's a controversial concept. We might explore that in a later conversation. Anyway, congratulations, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you really, you know, get used to this marvellous fact that you've got 125,000...
It'll take a while, I think, yes, but it'll be a very nice thing to get used to.
I'm sure you will. Very, very quickly. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Michael. Hope you enjoy the book.
Jennifer Maiden. She's the winner of the Victorian Prize for Literature for her collection Liquid Nitrogen, which is published by Girimondo. And I wonder if you've read it. If you have read Liquid Nitrogen, why don't you hop online and tell us what you think of it, what you made of it.